Hello, everyone. My name is Rene Garcia. I work with the Edcot Co-op Gin down in South Texas. This is a picture of our facility down there. If you're not familiar with it, go ahead and begin my presentation about implementation and utilization of RFID technology. Let's begin. I'm going to begin with some background data, a little history of our gin. Edcot Co-op came about in 1997 as a result of combining the original Edroy gin with the independent Ocot gin. It's located in Odom, Texas, and now it's called the Edcot Co-op gin. Not only did they join the name, they joined resources, making it one mighty little gin. Edcot is a Lumis gin with five Model 170 gin stands, each with a two-stage central link cleaner behind, capable of producing better than a bale a minute or between 1,300 and 1,400 bales per day. And we also have local seed storage in three 500-ton on-site seed houses. We can receive cotton from two locations, 8 miles apart. We have a platform scale located at our old gin in Edroy and also a scale at the Edcot gin in Odom. We approximately have about 300 acres devoted to on-site storage of cotton modules during the ginning season. Let's begin our first venture with RFID 2016. The learning curve, the speed bumps, and the lessons learned. We purchased from our local John Deere representative who came to us. He said they had a reader, and we purchased it from the King Ranch. They did some testing on it and decided to, I guess, pass on the opportunity for developing the technology. My gin manager came to me and asked me if I could, you know, pursue this, and I said, I looked at it a little bit, and I said, yes, I think I can. So I opened my big mouth, and here we go. Lots of book reading and dusting off the programmer skills. I didn't have a lot of programming under my belt, but I did choose a programming language, which is one of the requirements to understand the reader and being able to communicate with it. And I chose Python. It's a really good beginner programming language. Our first combined efforts with the round serial numbers, with the load number. That was our idea. What are we going to do once we read this information? Well, the first thing that we can think of was we have a load number. The load number has all the information from the producer's cotton out in the field. So if we're going to be scanning these RFIDs, let's put this information together so there's a way to report on it. So that's pretty much what we ended up doing. That was our goal. Let's read all these RFIDs coming in and marry it together with a load number. That way there's a way, you know, if someone wanted to track it, we know which load it came to. So we had success doing that. But we had help from our software provider, eCotton. They provided us with a method and a way to import this information into the system. So, you know, we weren't able to do it completely on our own. But we also had mixed success reading tags. We had truck separation issues, signal reflection, and unmatched antennas. Basically, the system that we purchased had a particular set of antennas that were meant for a country code. It was out of the country, and when I transmit in my reader, it has to be, you have to meet FCC guidelines and transmit within your range. So if the ranges don't match, you're not going to get a good read, and that's what we started out with. So we didn't have, I would say if you had to, you know, put a number on it, we probably were about 80% with the signal. And to, you know, we further discovered, you know, what the problems were. This is just a picture to show you of the very first configuration. There in the center, there is a outdoor weatherproof enclosure with a reader and the three antennas. They were fixed, and that's the arc that the truck drives under. And basically, I didn't have to build out any power to this. The same data cable was run underneath the scale all the way to the scale house and powered with a switch. It's called power over Ethernet. So not a lot of overhead for getting power and everything to the reader. This next slide is just some raw data. How we on the left side is the load tag, and on the right side is the serial number when it drove under the arc. The way we were able to get the load tag was when our scale attendant scanned that load number from the barcode scanner, I made a Y cable and just intercepted the data and redirected it to this raw file and put them together. So every time a truck drove in the arc, every time she scanned a barcode, that barcode load number went with the RFIDs. And that was our 2016 result. Okay, for 2017, we cleaned up the process. We add a couple of new features, and we solve some big Hurricane Harvey aftermath problems. We raised the bar for the upcoming season. We wanted to capture an entire load record. Our idea was when a load comes to our gen, we want to catch as many elements of that load record at one time. So that we set the bar for that. But before we could actually do that, we had to change the data, the way we handle the data. Everyone who handled the data in the program was used to making a producer ID, field ID, truck ID, a name, a descriptive name. Say a field ID would be behind Blue Barn. That's the ID. Well, we had to change that to a number because programmatically it's a lot easier to deal in numbers than names and descriptions. Then also we had to capture the weight and the date of the of that load record. So we did that by the same Y cable that we made for the barcode. We split that from the indicator of the scale. So every time the scale attendant pushed the print on the little scale, I would get that information also. I'd get the weight and the date, and I'd put it in my file. So I was just robbing the information, basically. So we're trying to capture 8 out of 12 elements of the load record, along with a geofence notification. We experimented with GPS technology, installed GPS on our trucks, and we did geofencing. So every time a truck would go pick up his load in the geofence, I would get a notification. And I with the same Python, I wrote a script that would read that notification, get the information that I wanted out, and put it in our raw data file. Except there were key components missing from our truck tag. On the planning of 2017, every truck has an individual truck tear, and that makes it unique to every other truck from a particular trucking company. So basically, the tags that I ordered would only tell me which company he was in. It wouldn't tell me the specific truck. So that foiled my opportunity for trying to get the entire load record. So it was tough. But what we didn't end up with was a really good utility, a good tool to search everything that came to our gen, especially with the hurricane. With the hurricane, it came, and we were about 45 miles from the eye. If you can imagine all the module tags, a lot of them got blown away. And we're about 90% capacity on our yard, so we had a lot of cotton out there. Insight for the future. We had future development. What we've learned, we're ready to proceed forward. We had a bunch of new ideas, and we took huge steps with learning everything we could from that season. So next slide. This slide right here is just a screenshot of a phone. That's how close we were to the hurricane right there. This slide right here, I got dozens and dozens of these text messages. All the yard wrangler would do was find a round module, cut the wrap, she would text it to me. I would search my data file and quickly find who drove it to the yard, what truck, the weight, date, and the module number. Dozens of times we were able to track and find all of our rounds that came to our gen, losing nothing. This is just a screenshot of our raw data. This is what I would search when they would send me, okay, can you find this round? Sure, I'd go open this file up, put my the number in there, search it, boom, there it is. I'll give you the information about it. And this is just to show you our different configuration on the antennas. They're now articulated at an angle and are adjustable. And on the truck down here, what I want to show you is a lot of the aerodynamics that's put into these trucks is all made out of metal. And the fiberglass also has metal. So it reflects the RFID signal. It's hard to read a tag. So you specifically have to get tags that are made for metal. And that was another thing that we learned. And right here is some of the elements for our load record and the bottom, how we intend to capture that, whether it's RFID or we calculate it with the program or it's a geofence event. Okay, our 2018, our process gets a boost in RFID read accuracy, and we add another reader to our feeder at the intake. That basically closes the loop. We know everything coming in, and now we know when we're ginning it. So it also gives us another place to look in case they mishandle something out there. If instead of going out there looking for something, they can come to me and I'll tell you if we ginned it or not. And several times that came into fact. They couldn't find it, ask me about it, and I'll tell you if we ginned it. A lot of times we did. Okay, we also applied RFID labels to our existing module tags from the help of NSTag and TAMA. This was huge because we were able to automatically get our load numbers just by driving under the arc. And you know, we had at the Gin Show, we got together, we talked about it, and they made it happen. It was super easy. Everyone was really friendly, and they were really helpful in getting this done for us. And also the correct truck ID tags. I had ordered the first tags that were not able to uniquely identify each truck. I finally did reorder, and I got the right tags, and that told me each truck uniquely which one it was. Also, the geofence notification still eluded us. We're trying to create a single record out of two different events, and that has not been perfected. I'm still working on that. There's still a lot of things to iron out on that, but our unique our situation is different because we have well over 30 trucks and 11 or 12 different companies, and all of these guys come with different drivers, and they forget, you hand out badges and tags, and they forget them, they lose them, you have to rehand them out. It's like herding cats with these truck drivers. It's tough to get them to do exactly what we need for everything to work correctly. So anyway, since I was not able to pursue the load record that I wanted, I would have more time with my program to make it more intelligent. What I mean by that is, now when we scan a tag, I can tell you what tag it is, if it's a truck tag, a load tag, a serial number, whatever. So that was really good that I didn't waste a lot of time on trying to pursue that load record, because making the program intelligent really made it more of a useful tool for searching and finding. And also, what we had after the 2018 season was finished, we had something tangible, something you could hold in your hand. All that information that we scanned from a single event, we could now redirect it to the screen for somebody to look at, or a printer, which opens up the possibilities. I mean, once you could uniquely identify something, you could redirect it to anything, to notifications, dashboards, any kind of information. Also, okay, 2019, with those newfound discriminatory features, it opened up endless possibilities. I also had time to work on a private cloud technology. We now have a private cloud. It's basically kind of you take a snapshot here, and it shows up at our server. Or you can use any mobile barcode scanning app, and as soon as you scan it, it shows up at our GIN. It's basically, there's an app that comes with the cloud server, and it makes that information available instantly to the GIN. Excuse me. For 2018, we also been talking about our RFIDs, module tags containing farm and field information. If we can print our own module tags that have the field information, then from that one bit of information, I can get the producer and I can get the farm. So if we put our label on that on that module tag, on that load tag, and it scans under the arc, I get more information. And also, I'm going to work on streamlining the geofence notifications to map more of our fields and try to streamline that so I get both of those data elements together. And also, we've been talking about a reader, moving forward with a reader at the bagging area after the bales are coming out, before they get loaded in the truck. We want to scan them under our arc. That way we can quickly do an inventory without unloading the trucks and everything. So we found it to be a very useful tool, and everybody pretty much depends on it now. We don't waste a lot of time looking out in the field. They come to me first, and I can tell you exactly pretty much where everything's at. So this right here is just a picture of this is our existing antenna set up, and those are the mounts. There's an antenna at the truck driver's level of his window of that cab. That antenna improved my accuracy to almost 100%, because now his tag, it didn't matter where he put his tag, his driver badge or whatever, it would blast that signal through that window and I'd get everything, as opposed to trying to hit that truck broadside where that metal would reflect it. So that side antenna made a big difference right there. This is just a picture of the raw data going to a screen for our scaled attendant to look at. These are their RFIDs coming in. Those are the weights and the dates that I put together with it. The next one is the field the truck and the driver event that I get. And the last one is just the when we're ginning, the RFID, the date and the time. RFID, date, time. And then there's a load tag in there. They throw a load tag in there so we know whose load we're ginning also. Just raw data is all it is. And there's a picture of our feeder slash intake. That's a forklift with a basket. Typically, they'd be around. The saw is right there. They cut the bag. And there's the reader up there on the top to read it. Closer picture. It's just an outdoor enclosure, Cat 5, little antenna. Pretty simple. And this is all the stuff we use. Those are our tags. This little clipboard down there is my pretend truck that I drive under the ark. And that's the little Y cable. And there's that little point of sale strip right there that gives me all the information, which is our final product. So this right here is the screen of the data going to a screen. That is the data going to a file that I can search. And this is basically our final, this is what we have. Anytime you drive the load through our ARC, this is where we're going to get all that information right there. So that's pretty much it. Thank you. Anyone has any questions? Yes, considerably more expensive to get metal resilient tags.
But it did take care of the issue with the RFID not being in line.
Absolutely, I had no trouble reading any truck tags. They held up against whatever reflection issues, because all these trucks are designed for aerodynamics, mm-hmm. and at the same time, all that stuff they put on there is made out of metal, and it just reflects the signal. And I didn't know that to start off with, but once I figured out what was going on, put the right tag on there, it absorbs, it has some kind of properties, and it absorbs the signal a lot better somehow. So definitely made a huge difference with the right tag.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Typically what we're trying to do is just, you know, put the event together. Where did it come from? Here it came to the gin, and this is the information all together at once. It was intended to kind of fill out that load ticket for the attendant, but it turned out to be more of a utility to track this stuff. I mean, we didn't know where we were going with this, but it ended up just being like a really good tool to track. I mean, we don't waste any time, and it keeps the yard guy honest too. He's not going to switch any tags on anybody. He's going to gin what it's tagged and it's supposed to be, because now he knows we can find out at the feeder. So, you know, it's a really good tool. I mean, we're able to track. Works pretty good.
You actually track where each module is on your yard?
Oh, okay. For the yard, we have a handheld scanner, and there's a little program in there. You give it the location, you just scan. Next location, you change it, scan. They bring me the scanner, and I upload it. It's still older technology, but at some point, we can probably revamp that to something more modern.
So you've mapped out your model yard and it's given a location, and this is where...
That's a good point. That's something we're moving towards. I'd like to have a map of the yard, and if we could know where we're putting everything, then I'd like to be able to see where our loads are. Maybe you could drag your little mouse over it, and it shows you the loads that are there, you know, something like that. But that's what I was talking about, making the program more intelligent, is now that I know which tags, and it can make decisions, you know, so... Pretty interesting, you know. I've had a lot of fun doing this. It's a lot of work, you know. It wasn't real easy. I opened up the manuals. It says this material is intended for software engineers and a systems architect, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not one of those at all. So I'm just my boss calls me the computer man. That's what I am, the computer man. So anyway, it wasn't so hard. Just pick a language. Like I said, Python was really helpful. Free, a lot of free stuff available. You don't even have to buy a book. You know, it's all license-free information. But the thing is, you're not going to find information on how to do this specifically, but there's other stuff that kind of clues you to what you need to know, and you just apply it. So it's just a lot of reading and deciphering. And what you don't understand, just figure it out and then go back to it. That's all it was. I'm not no engineer or anything like that. I was just got my gin manager on my butt and wanted me to get this done. That's all it is.
Okay, any other questions for Renee? Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Yes.